Let's be clear. Tamika Clemens did not want to come to QLI. It wasn't anything personal. It was just too far from home, and certainly too far from her daughter Tamaya, the center of her universe. But a compassionate case manager at a rehab center in St. Louis convinced her to check out QLI, and Tamika cautiously rolled through our doors on December 14th in 2021. For the next 5.5 months, Tamika thrived. She bolstered her strength and her abilities, and she met so many people she now calls family. On May 2nd, 2022, Tamika walked out those same doors with a confident, purposeful stride, just in time to be home for Mother's Day. Tamika shared her QLI journey on her final day here. This is her story, in her own words.
Now, this is a story about QLI, how they helped me, myself, and I. That's
it. Well, that's a start.
I'm happy, but I'm also emotional. It's a happy day and sad, very bittersweet, because I am going to miss here. And I've grown attached to so many people, it's going to be hard to say goodbye. The team I was given when I started here, everybody is amazing. Like, I don't know. I just can't find one person here that is not genuinely into what they do. Like, you can tell when it's a job where people don't care and when they care. And the people here actually care about your healing. My name is Tamika Clemens. I am 37 years old, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri. My life is really plain. You might as well say I'm plain Jane. It's just work, home, my daughter. That's my life. My life is basically her. My daughter, her name is Tamaya. She is 13, and She's awesome. When this first happened to me and I had to go into the hospital from the jump, she was emotional, but she's very strong. She didn't let it show. And she pushed me to go get help and see about myself. And times that I would break down, she would be the one, as the child, telling me, you know, you need to go, you need to see about yourself so you can come home. And yeah, I didn't even want to leave her and come all the way out here, but she was my main pusher. Like, I know I'm gonna miss you, but you have to go and get some help. Things change with kids quick. I wasn't there to be able to do certain things with her. I had to make it work. Like, I can remember teaching her how to flat iron her hair over FaceTime. So as a parent, you still make it work. Well, it happened so sudden, and for the record, I was diagnosed with something called sensory ganglionopathy, and it's where they say a rare autoimmune disease that attacked my sensory nerves. I was driving that morning, and by the evening, I couldn't stand up or walk. It affected my hands. It's a lot that I couldn't even do anymore. Little things like feeding myself, brushing my teeth, as little as putting my own hair in a ponytail. I couldn't do any of that. And then I couldn't walk at all. I could barely move my I can't even say barely. I couldn't move my hips. I couldn't turn over in bed. I couldn't do any of that. So it just basically shut me down. The case manager that I had, her name was Cindy. Once it was coming to an end at the rehab, I had nowhere to go, and I still wasn't, you know, right with my body. And she saw that you got so much further to go with this. You know, I don't know how she found you all. I don't know if she was just searching on a computer, but she came to me and she was telling me about two different places, QLI and another place that was maybe about 2 hours from my house. Of course, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with the 2 hours because QLI is too far and I'm going to be away from my daughter. I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going that far. So we was like, okay, we going to rule QLI out. We going to go with the other place. So the other place is some infusions that I needed, and they didn't do them there, but QLI did. So we're back here. And she was like, it's the best place in the country. Like, I heard so many great things. She was just boasting and bragging on it. And I'm like, I'm not going. No, I'm not going. It's too far away. And then when they said I had to go by plane, I was like, oh, no, I'm really not going. I had never flew. No. So they somehow convinced me to come. I can only owe it all to her. Like, God definitely placed people in your life for certain reasons and the right reasons. They sent Taryn out to see me in the rehab. And Taryn showed me pictures and she told me a lot about here. And I was like, okay, you know, I may just see what it's about. But yeah, if I don't like it, I'm coming back home. Pulling onto the campus, and when they drove me around a little bit to see, I was like, okay, it looks nice on the outside. And then when I got in my room, I'm like, okay, I think I could chill here for a little bit. And I would say my first impression, I was like, okay, this seems nice. I'll see what it's about. When I came here, I was in a wheelchair. I still couldn't stand, still couldn't walk. I had to use the easy stand. I needed assistance with toileting, with showering, with a lot. They had me working the very next day, coming to the room, having you do stuff. I'm like, I don't even get the rest of the week to settle in. I think I got here on a Wednesday. And yeah, that Thursday, it was time to let's get rolling. The nerve pain that I experience is greater in my feet than anywhere else on my body. I don't know why, but it affects my feet pretty bad. And some days is worse than others. Some days I don't even want to get out the bed, but I know that I have to if I want to get that part of my life back. I was working with Sam. We first started off with the little stairs in the gait lab. And we did that just one time, me going up and down. And then she like, okay, we finna go somewhere else. So she takes me in the pool room and I see the big flight of stairs. And I'm like, who going up and down those? And she say, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. But that day, by the end of our session, she had me walking up and down the stairs. I mean, even though it's more challenging going down for me, going up, I was pretty much mastering by the end of that session. It wasn't easy. It's not easy trying to learn to walk all over, but you definitely have to want it. And I had a good team. I had a good team behind me. They see things in me that I don't see in myself. I tend to be kind of hard on myself. And I don't know, I think sometimes I compare where I'm at now to where I used to be. And I probably won't ever get back to where I used to be. But they helped me realize you're doing good now. You know, you got to just think about all the little progress you're making and all the changes that you've made. If I did not come here, I don't know. Maybe I would have had to go to a nursing home. I'm looking forward to seeing my daughter and seeing my dog. I really miss my dog. Yes, I said it. I miss my dog. So I'm looking forward to seeing her, my daughter, my parents. And I guess I have to look forward to seeing what it's going to be like trying to get back to the normal, trying to get back to the way things were. Am I looking forward to that part? No, but I know I have to. I want to come back. I'm even thinking about moving here. It was just peaceful here. This was the first place I kind of branched off to on my own without going somewhere with family. And I actually liked it here. So why not start over somewhere and why not here? I don't have another one.
Oh. But I'm Tamika and I'm here to say,
I'm not leaving QLI. I'm here to stay.